We felt in the drone match we played in patches. We didn't get the work rate or intensity levels at the levels we expected and that are demanded from us. So we analysed the video. We realised that we were nowhere near the levels that we should have been at, and we knew there was loads of improvement in us. And we were fairly confident that we could produce a big performance tonight. We were confident of winning the game, but we didn't expect to win it by as much, because I suppose, to be fair to Cole Island, they had a couple of early chances that came off the upright. A couple of those had to go over. It could have been a wee bit different, but we came into Healy Park today. We just refused to lose.
And you pressed very high up, you know, you left Owen Bradley sitting back there organising things as a sweeper, you know, but everybody else sort of pressed up at every opportunity, and the Cullinan defence really didn't know what was coming at them.
Oh, absolutely. We have good quality forwards, and if you have them up the pitch, then you have a great chance of doing well with them, as long as they're getting the supply of ball. So we got the supply of ball, we got a good platform in the middle of the field, and we got the supply of ball into them. And those forwards are real quality, great scoring forwards. Thought our inside line of Sparky, Leo Meenan and Simon O'Neill worked very well as a unit in that line. The half-forward line then provided excellent support. So overall, I thought it was a great collective effort there tonight. And Cole Island just couldn't match it on the night.
Very difficult though, it's a very short turnaround to the Ulster club, you know, with 1 week. And you know, Tyrone clubs have suffered from that in the past, going in against a team that's sitting there for 2 to 3 weeks waiting on you.
Yeah, well, Tyrone Championship, I was here before with Carrickmore, it's a real minefield. And to come out of it, you come out of it battered and bruised, there's no doubt about that. But at the same time, we're hardened. We don't get this opportunity often. So now that we have it, we intend to make the best use of it. Carrigan are one of the top three sides in Ulster themselves. Lochneil and Kilcoo probably will be up there. So we have a massive challenge, but here, we're looking forward to it. It's great to be in this position, and we certainly intend to make the most of it.
And just looking back at the season that's just gone, I mean, that squad gave you everything they had. You know, the commitment that they put in was incredible.
They're a fantastic bunch of players. I don't think I've ever been with a group of players who give such commitment, and there was a serious desire there, and I noted that, you know, my first meeting with them just after Christmas, we met up, and I said to myself, leaving that meeting, that these boys here are just fanatics, and you probably need to be a fanatic to be successful in Gaelic football, and these boys followed it through all season. They give everything that was asked of them, and I'm just delighted for them.